owl birds are attacking again. The birds are back in town.
The birds are back in town.
They're back in town.
The dinosaur birds.
They are back to take out a castle that hides a secret. Scary secret.
Secret baby.
Secret to baby. yes. That's what we got to deal with this week on Jared Now Watch Inuyasha is episode 155. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Allen Ladium.
Hello.
We are discussing season 6, episode 14, or episode 152, entitled Protect and Plunder. Wow, this summary is very short.
Yep.
But that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, we begin the episode. Princess Abe is back with her ma'am and is like, all the bad things have been happening ever since we aligned with Naraku. This seems like it was a bad idea. And Princess Abe's mom's like, you know, there's like a castle that a bunch of demons just like fly over and everything, and like they just avoid it. So like, there's got to be something there that Naraku's hiding. So we should probably like attack that castle and see what's up there and see what he's hiding, get an advantage over him. Princess Abe's like, cool, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Elsewhere, Kohaku is living at this said castle. This is the castle where we've seen the lady who has the second half of infant now, and now is just gaslighting herself into believing that's the child.
Yeah.
She sees Kohaku walking by at one point. He's like, have I seen you before? And he's like, no. She's like, oh, okay,
no.
I was mistaken.
Sorry, must have been another kid that looks just like literally every single line with this lady is her gaslighting herself into believing, like, everything's fine. Nothing's weird about this.
Yep. That's just how it be.
Oops.
Inuyasha and the gang are like on the outskirts of the castle. They're like trying to find rumors about the birds and everything. And like they talk to a dude who's like, yeah, I've heard about them. But like we got the castle here. They wouldn't dare try and come attack us. And they're like, Baroku tries to get them to stay at this little outskirting village. And Sango's like, no. They all berate Moroku for being lecherous.
Ha ha ha, isn't that funny still?
It's, yep, that's so funny. Princess Abe leads her demons to the castle. Kagura and Hakudoshi see this, and Hakudoshi's like, go follow them and see what they're doing. And Kagura's like, oh, fine.
Sure.
The bees show up at one point, and Princess Abe's like, I don't want to deal with these bees. And then the birds just are eating the bees and killing them. It's like, all right, that's one way to take care of them.
Snacks. Which apparently they're not poisonous to these weird dinosaur birds.
I guess if you eat them, it's fine.
So Baroku just needs to start eating them.
Exactly.
Perfect.
The birds attack the castle and everyone's like, why are they attacking the castle? Kohaku's with his merry gang of just common folk, and he protects the common folk and starts going after the birds and attacking them to defend everyone from the birds. Inuyasha and the gang notice the birds and fly over, go over to the castle as well. And then Kagome's like, I sense a jewel shard. It's Kohaku's. We should keep following that. He's definitely there. And then Inuyasha's has them split up, and he's like, Sango, go after Kohaku, we'll take care of these birds and everything. And they run into Princess Abe, and she's like, don't you hate Naraku as well? And he's like, yeah. And then they start fighting for some reason, because you know that's just what we got to do here. Kohaku continues to fight off the birds. He goes into where the lady and the other half of infant is, because that is his duty to protect the infant, of course, and helps mm-hmm. them get to safety, takes them out of the castle until they're like, you know, because the birds are now burning all the buildings and everything. So he regroups with some of the guard and everything, and they start to fight off the birds and try to protect the lady of the castle. Kana is just like at the entryway and just shows the burning buildings on the mirror, like, oh, the castle's fallen. And Naraku's like, you gotta kill everyone and take the child! Kill
them
all!
Kill!
And Kawaki's like, I don't know about this.
Then he gets the glazed over eyes.
Yeah. Also, some dude's like, you fight like a demon slayer. He's like, demon slayer? Huh?
That was my favorite part of this episode because he's just like, oh, I just picked this up from watching people. It's like, bro.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Bro. No way.
Everyone's like, yeah, I guess that's how that works. Anyways, yeah, Naraku wants Kawaku to kill everyone and take the baby, and that's how we leave on a cliffhanger this week. Just a whole lot of Castle getting attacked, Kawaku fighting off birds and trying to help people, and then getting told not to help people anymore.
And gaslighting.
Gaslighting, and then everyone else is kind of just there in the vicinity as well for some reason.
Yay.
Yay. No notes or trivia this week, so next time we'll be discussing episode 153 entitled The Cruel Reunion of Fate, where Kohaku and Sango will again reunite for like the third or fourth time this series.
Yep, and you know, works out the same way every single time.
Yep, it was very funny because like they're like, oh, I can't believe they're reuniting, and it's like, this happened before, this isn't new.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, we'll see how that shakes up this time, and we'll see if Kohaku remembers anything else, or he'll be like, it's that lady again. Why do I feel this way? But that's going to do it for us this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to SeasonAnimeCheckup.com or SEC.cool, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Season Anime Checkup OVA. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from AnnLadium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky at SeasonAnimeCheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And get supports on Patreon, Patreon.com/SACOVA. Mm-hmm. So join us next time as Sango and Kohaku reunite again.
Again.